In an effort to help them craft better legislation, the members of the Pennsylvania House Judiciary Committee gathered in Latrobe yesterday to take testimony from groups and individuals interested in the use and control of police-worn body cameras. 90.5 WESA's Mark Neutbar reports it seems to boil down to three questions.
Those questions are, when should an officer start and stop recording, what should the public be able to access, and how long should the video files be kept? Starting with public access, Pittsburgh Police Commander Ed Trapp runs the Bureau's body camera program. He told the committee the video collected by those cameras is primarily to be used as evidence and should be treated as such. According to Associate City Solicitor John Daugherty, that means it should not be subject to right-to-know laws.
Because the most important factor for the collection of this evidence is for a fair trial. The rights of the Commonwealth should be protected, as well as the rights of the person accused.
Trapp and Daugherty are both calling for any new legislation to include a blanket exemption of body camera video from right-to-know requests. ACLU of Pennsylvania staff attorney Sarah Rose disagrees, but that causes concern among privacy advocates who worry that individuals might ask for videos to intimidate witnesses, find informants, or learn private details about people in those videos.
We think there's ways to protect the privacy of people who are in the videos by concealing or redacting the identities of subjects or also redacting the identities of people who may be victims of crimes and appear in the video. We don't think that those need to be released, but we do think that if the video has newsworthy value, then people should be able to request it under the right to know law.
Indiana County District Attorney Pat Daugherty, who is of no relation to the Pittsburgh Police Daugherty, says the amount of work could swamp departments both large and small. He outlines a scenario where 10 officers respond to 1-hour-long call, meaning someone would have to process 10 hours of video before granting a right-to-know request. Which leads us to the next question. When should the cameras be rolling? Nearly everyone at the hearing agreed that the filming should begin as soon as possible and that an officer should not be allowed to turn off the recording until an incident is resolved. But there is disagreement on what to do if an officer is about to enter a private residence. The ACLU wants the recording to stop. District Attorney Daugherty says that doesn't work.
Number one, we're putting officers' lives at risk because instead of worrying about the task at hand, they're worrying about turning off their cameras. Number two, do we want our officers worried about, am I committing a felony?
And how long should those videos be retained? No one is suggesting that every minute of video from every officer be archived forever. Rose of the ACLU says she wants police departments to flag important footage.
This would include videos that have public value. Those might be recordings of encounters involving the use of force, encounters that lead to complaints filed against the police department. But we highly recommend that police departments limit the retention of footage that has not been flagged because it has no public or newsworthy value to a short period of time, something like 30 to 90 days.
Not having a clear policy in place has put some of the debate into the hands of judges. In a recent Commonwealth Court ruling in the case Pennsylvania State Police versus Grove, the court ruled that the reason for the use of patrol car mounted cameras was primarily for training, which would subject them to open records laws. St. Vincent College law professor Bruce Ankowiak says that does not tie the hands of the legislature.
Grove is a case based on statutory construction, not on constitutional grounds. Accordingly, the General Assembly is free to include in any statute a determination that they are not presumptively disclosable under the right to know law.
The state legislature has been debating the issue for more than a year, but House Judiciary Committee Chair Ron Marsico says he does not expect any new legislation to be introduced until next session, which begins in January. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.